Afternoon, first box.
Hello, yeah, I wonder if you can help. I'm phoning up about the box that I ordered last Monday.
Oh, yeah, can you just hang on one second, please? Okay, yes, can I help you then?
Yes, I'm finding out about the box I ordered last Monday.
You ordered it last Monday? What's your name?
It's Ian Lee.
Okay, oh, and you haven't had delivery of it?
No, it was going to be delivered on Wednesday, and then when I spoke to you on Friday, you promised it would be delivered today.
All right.
And it hasn't been delivered, and I know that you haven't made it either.
Hang on one sec. I think your wife's been. I just spoke to Jenny. Your wife's been given a refund.
No, she's not been given a refund. No.
Just hang on a sec. Jenny, did you give the Mrs. Lee a refund?
I can't give a refund.
No, no, but is it for Mrs. Lee?
Yes.
Thanks. Now, thanks. Right, yeah, so your wife's been given or is going to be given a refund?
No, well, my wife didn't order the box. It's on my card, so I'd like the refund. I'm just wondering why it wasn't delivered last Wednesday and why it wasn't delivered today when you promised it would be both times.
It's just that we've just overcommitted ourselves too much.
It just seems strange that your website promises next-day delivery.
I know.
And when I spoke to you when I ordered it on last Monday, you promised I'd have it Wednesday. And when I spoke to you on Friday, you promised it would be here today.
Just overcommitted ourselves. We had a machine.
Yeah, so, but obviously, if I spoke to you on Friday and it was going to be delivered on Monday, that means you hadn't made it then, doesn't it?
Yeah, we just overcommitted.
So you were promising something that you knew you couldn't deliver?
The orders kept on coming in.
Yeah.
And, so...
Did you not think as a courtesy you could have, on Friday, said, we can't make the box?
Yeah, you're right. We should have been better with our communication.
Should have been a lot better. Do you not think that when I ordered the box on Monday, you should have said it's unlikely we'll be able to do it for you by Wednesday? In fact, we shouldn't promise that.
No, then. We didn't know then. It's just that in the middle of the week, the machine went down.
But I ordered it on Monday, which is the beginning of the week.
It was half working, but it still wasn't working properly.
You probably should have said that on Monday, shouldn't you?
No, it was working. On the Monday, it was working. It was in the middle of the week.
Was it half working or working on Monday?
Sorry?
Was it half working or working on Monday?
It hasn't been right for a couple of weeks. We had a new part put on it, and it hasn't been work. It works, and then suddenly it doesn't work.
You should say that when you make an order and promise it for the next day. You shouldn't promise it, should you?
Normally we're never in this situation. Normally the boxes are all made. It's very unusual. It's just that the particular part that went on it originally has been... is a crucial part.
Surely you would have known that on Friday, when I spoke to you, which was Friday lunchtime, that for the box to have reached me by Monday, you would have had to have made it by then, wouldn't you, and had to have given it to the deliverers?
Well, no, they pick up from us on Saturday as well, so...
You didn't think as a courtesy of phoning me up...
We make on Saturday as well, but...
So you didn't think as a courtesy you could phone me up and tell me that I wasn't going to get the box that you knew I needed?
That's very wrong of us, and we should have done that. It's, we've got to hold our hands up and...
Can I ask you something, sir?
We should have done it better.
What's your name?
My name's Alex.
It's not, is it?
Sorry?
Your name isn't Alex, is it?
Yeah, it's Alex, yes.
Alex what?
Sorry?
What's your surname?
Alex Wright.
Right. Can I speak to Robin Fisher?
Robin, yeah, he's on holiday at the moment.
No, he's not, is he? I know you're Robin Fisher, sir.
No, I'm Alex Wright.
Yeah, I know you're Robin Fisher. I also know that when I finished the phone call with you on Friday, you turned to your assistant and said, I'm not going to make that box. How's your friend going to feel about that? That you didn't make the box as an act of spite.
I don't really know what you're saying to me.
No, but I'll say it again, a little bit slower. I put it to you, sir, that after I finished speaking to you on Friday, when you were very, very rude to me, I like the way you're being a bit more politer now, but you were very rude to me, and you put the phone down and turned to your assistant and said, I'm not going to make the box. How do you think your friend will feel about that now?
Your friend? What do you mean, your friend?
That's what you said to your assistant, Mr. Fisher.
I'm sorry, I can only apologise for our communication that we've done with you.
Mr. Fisher, I did speak to you on Friday, didn't I?
Mr.
Fisher.
I can't. It's the first time. I've just said to Jenny.
Mr. Fisher, I did speak to you on Friday, didn't I?
No, I didn't speak to you on Friday.
Mr. Fisher, come on now. Now you're being silly.
Can we...
Now you're being silly. I spoke to you on Friday and you know I did.
I'm sorry, I don't really... all I can apologise to you about the delivery for the boxes, but that's it. I mean, we'll give you can wait for this box if you want.
No, no, I needed it yesterday and today, so I'll have the refund now, please. £47.72.
Hey, we'll refund it. It's not a problem.
I'll stay on the line while you do it, because in all honesty, Mr. Fisher, in all honesty, Mr. Fisher, I know you're the chap I spoke to on Friday, and I know you can be very spiteful, so I don't believe you're going to give me my refund.
Of course we will. We don't hang on to people's money. We've got no interest in
Mr.
that.
Fisher, Mr. Fisher, I know you're lying to me.
I'm going to have to put the phone
no,
down
No, you're not,
now.
Mr. Fisher. You're going to tell me when I'm going to get my refund in my bank account, please. What date can I expect it?
The person who does the refund...
What date can I expect my refund, Mr. Fisher, of £47.72?
She's back on Thursday. So on Thursday, I suppose, yeah. We won't be wanting to hold on to your money at all.
I'd like the refund now, Mr. Fisher, because I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I don't believe you that I'll get it.
Well?
Because I know I spoke to you on Friday, Mr. Fisher. You're answering to the name Mr. Fisher when you said your name was Alan.
No, my name's Alex. I'm sorry, I don't know...
Mr. Fisher, I know I spoke to you on Friday. You were very, very rude and sarcastic to me, and you hung up on me, remember? I also heard you being incredibly rude and offensive to your lady who answers the phone, using terrible, terrible language. And when I called back to speak to her, she was actually in tears, Mr. Fisher.
Oh.
Because of how you'd spoken to her.
I don't remember your voice at all.
You do, Mr. Fisher. It's Ian Lee. Remember we spoke?
No, I don't remember you. Look, anyway, all I can say, I apologise. It's unreservedly. We shouldn't have hanged on to your order. We should have communicated, we should have rung you up and said we couldn't make it and not put you at any disconvenience. And what I would say is, in the future, if you do need a box, we will do it for you free of charge.
Mr. Fisher, I certainly shan't be ordering any more boxes from you.
I appreciate that. You've had a bad day.
Can you tell me...
If in the future...
You tell me when I will get my £47.72 pence
back? It's on Thursday.
Why can't you do it now, Mr. Fisher?
I can't do it.
Why can't you do it, Mr. Fisher?
You keep on calling me Mr. Fisher. It's funny, but I assure you I'm not Mr.
Why can't you do it, Mr. Fisher?
Oh, you just want to carry on?
No, I want my £47.72 pence, Mr. Fisher.
When people just go on and on at me, I'm afraid that...
Mr. Fisher, when can I expect to have my £47.72 pence, which I paid you in good faith for a service that I did not receive and which you knew you were incapable of delivering?
Well, no, we didn't at the time, but now... We know that it was wrong.
You would have known on Friday, Mr. Fisher.
I'll have to put the phone down.
No, Mr. Fisher, when am I going to get my £47.72 refund? Fantastic.
First box.
Hello, Mr. Fisher. Yeah, sorry, there must have been a mistake there. I think you hung up on me by mistake. When can I expect to get my £47.72 pence refund?
And say you're being harassed.
No, I'm not, sir. I just want my £47.72 pence refund.
We'll get the money on Thursday.
And are you swearing that, Mr. Fisher?
By people like yourself.
Sorry, Mr. Fisher, what was that?
I've told you, we've just...
What was that last comment, Mr. Fisher?
And why do you keep on saying that?
I missed that last comment, sir. What was it?
There you go.
I missed that last comment, sir, about abiding people. What was that? I missed that.
We'll just give you a refund on Thursday. That's it.
Okay, you said something about I can't abide people like you, that customers that you've slighted.
I didn't. I said for people like you who've we've upset, I totally agree with what you're
okay,
saying.
Okay, I will play the tape back and listen to it, Mr. Fisher, because I'm recording these phone calls, and I know you know that, which is why you're being so much more polite to me than you were on Friday.
We should handle it much better, and I'm sorry that you've been upset with our poor level of service, but like I say, if you need a box again in the future...
And can you swear, Mr. Fisher, hand on heart, on your mother's grave, that wasn't you I spoke to on Friday?
My mother's not dead, so...
Your mother's life... So can you swear on your mother's life that was not you that I spoke to on Friday?
I have no recollection of talking
you
to
you. You are a wicked, wicked liar, Mr. Fisher, and we both know it.
I've got no recollection.
We both know it. Sure. You have excellent recollection of it.
Look, you've obviously got me mixed up with somebody
no,
else.
Sir, I've got you mixed up with you, time. Sir. I've got you mixed up with you, sir, because I spoke to you on Friday.
No, I can't remember you at all.
Yes, you can. Remember, I needed the box for the show which has now been ruined as a result of your inefficiency.
Sorry, I'm not with you. I don't...
Can I say, Mr. Fisher, this is the worst acting since EastEnders. Just appalling.
Right, so we'll do your refund for Thursday.
Why can't you do it now? That's what I don't understand. You're the boss of this company. Why can't you do a refund now?
Sorry, I can't do it.
Why can't you?
I'm not a director of the company.
Okay, so what is your role there, Mr. Fisher?
I'll just help out making the box.
You just help out making the boxes. Oh. Now, we know that's not true, don't we?
Of course.
We know that it's your and your wife's company, Mr. Fisher.
It's Mr. Fisher's and his wife.
It's your Mr. Fisher and it's yours and your wife's company, Mr. Fisher. And you realise that because I spoke to you on Friday and said that I worked on a radio station, suddenly you've started to buck your ideas up a little bit and treat the customers with a little bit more respect.
I mean, all the customers have got to be treated with total...
Haven't they just? And yet you couldn't do that on Friday. You were sarcastic, you were rude... You were patronising, you refused to come to the phone, you hung up, you refused to tell me when the box would come, then you promised it would come on Monday, and yet you couldn't deliver that. Because you, out of spite, you refused to make the box, didn't you?
I had a big problem with the machine.
Why didn't you tell me that on Friday, Mr. Fisher?
I'm sorry, I'm not Mr. Fisher.
Why didn't you tell me that on Friday?
I've explained it to you now.
Why didn't you tell me that on Friday?
I don't.
Why didn't you tell
me
that on Friday?
It's,
I don't like being lied to and stolen from, Mr. Fisher, which is what you've done, what you and your company, First Box, have done.
Look at your comments to Mr. Fisher, and...
And what do you think Mr. Fisher will say, Mr. Fisher?
I'll get him to come back to you.
What do you think Mr. Fisher will say, Mr. Fisher?
It
is silly, isn't it?
I'm Alex. You got me mixed up with somebody else.
Okay.
I'm sorry for that.
That's right. Of course I have. And I know... Can I tell you what's so satisfying about this, Mr. Fisher?
Yeah.
Is I know how angry you're going to be when you put the phone down.
Oh, yes.
I know how angry you're going to be when you put the phone down, thinking you've got one over on me. Hello, Mr. Fisher. I've had a good idea, actually.
Oh, no.
I will take up your offer for that free box.
I'm sorry, look, I really...
It's just the offer you made. I will have the refund, and you did offer a free box. I will take you up on that, please.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good. I'll be pleased with that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so what sort of size a box?
It's 1,150 millimetres.
750, yeah.
By 1150 by 1150. It's the box I ordered.
Oh, OK, yeah, we'll do that for you free of charge, yeah.
Fantastic, I look forward to receiving that. When do you think I could get that?
We'll do that for Thursday.
Fantastic.
And do you want us to deliver at the same address?
Yes, please, that would be great, Mr. Fisher.
OK, right. right. And so we'll do that on Thursday for you. And can you leave a note for the driver? Please?
I certainly will. So let's just clarify. I'm getting my full refund on Thursday.
Yes.
And I'm going to get the box on Thursday.
Yes, yes.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well done.
I'd like the customers to be happy with us.
Of course you do. And that's great to hear from a box company.
Okay.
So just to clarify, I'm going to get the box, and the measurements are 1150 millimetres, 1150 millimetres.
1150 by 1150.
That's 1150 millimetres.
That's millimetres, yes.
By 1150 millimetres.
1150 by 1150, yes.
That's 1150. I just want to make sure we've got the exact measurement there.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, and I'll also be getting the full refund of £47.72.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fantastic, Mr. Fisher. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I want you to be happy with
it. That's very kind of him. As I say, that's really good to hear from a box company.
Right, OK. All right, well, thanks for your call.
Oh, also, sorry, could I just have an apology for you messing up the box before? You've not apologised yet.
OK. Oh, well, I'm awfully sorry that you've had all this trouble. I think it's very bad, yes. And we don't like customers to feel like this.
And could you apologise for the rude person who spoke to me on Friday that wasn't you?
Hey, I don't know this. Look, can we just leave it like this now? You're getting your refund, you're getting your free box, and that's it. I'll tell Mr. Fisher when he gets in.
I bet you will, Mr. Fisher.
OK.
I look forward to receiving the box and the refund on Thursday.
All right, well, thanks for your call, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
All right, cheers.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.